Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right. I was ready. I was ready. It's a Real Ass Podcast. Your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, the OG Real Ass Dude, coming at you live from the Gas Digital Studios here in the East Village. I'm going to say we're early. I said we're going to start at 11:45. We start at 11:43. In my opinion, I should be commended for going above and beyond to be early for these fans.
Doing your best.
I'm doing a great job here. Welcome to the show. The international superstar, Zach D'Amico, is here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Chilling, dude. I'm fucking chilling, man. Feeling nice right now. I'm actually in a better mood than I thought I would be, considering I was in deadlock traffic. And can I tell you why? Let me introduce our guest first. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Everybody is Awful podcast, Jim Florentine is back on the show.
Good to see you, Lois.
Very happy to have you back here. Sorry to make you guys wait.
All right.
But technically, I'm early. So, no big deal.
Yeah.
What's going on with my throat today? Shannon, what the fuck was that? That turn you on? Sometimes girls will do that before they suck your dick. They'll go, like,
they never do it during, though. You don't hit that far back.
No, I don't. Also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Young Guns podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Goodwin is back on the show.
What's up?
He's on fire!
Yeah.
No, that's what they wish you. They wish you were actually on fire.
I'll take it.
A lot of the fans.
Try
they,
it.
They do. What if somebody lit you on fire?
They couldn't get the fucking lighter to work.
Guys,
these fucking people.
Listen to me. If you, and I mean this, if you show up at a Robbie Goodwin show and light him on fire...
I love
free Skankfest tickets. I swear to God, dude, if you light him on fire alive, he doesn't got to die. He's got to actually light him on fire.
Lewis told me I could get in the Skankfest. I did the show.
If you lit a black comic on fire, you think they would still run that light?
They'd burn it. I like that the show does the opposite of help my career. It just sick
trying to murder you.
That's great. Go for it.
No, I'm kidding. Don't try to light Robbie on fire because they might try.
Yeah, I could see that.
Let me tell you why I wasn't that upset. And I know, and I checked the racist live chat for a hot minute, and they weren't happy with me. Immediately, as soon as Shannon went in and was like, oh, hey, we're going to start at 11:45, Lewis is sucking Holly in traffic. They're like, fucking faggot, spick, bitch, motherfucker, 11:45. And then fucking Aspersion Caster, this little fucking rat bitch, Aspersion, he's like, he was just streaming on Twitch, and I was like, all right, motherfucker, you gotta rat me out. And then they're like, what time did he stop? He's like, 10 a.m but he said he wanted to make bacon, and then he ratted me out for the bacon that I didn't even make for myself, that I made for my girlfriend, by the way. I just put it in and I fucking let it go, and then I left. So don't tell me that's not true. I waited till it was done.
Yeah,
and I had a piece. I didn't mean to wait till it was done, Shannon. It's an air fryer, 10 minutes in and out. Okay, 10 minutes of bacon was done. I pulled it out. This is why I'm such a liar. I was going to lie to you guys and say I didn't wait for it. I don't know why.
So there was no traffic then.
Lewis plans, like, okay, we've said this before. You know how, like, old comedy specials will start and the guy will, like, go through his day, and then the second he gets in the building, he walks on stage, grabs the mic, and starts talking? That's how Lewis plans every moment of his life.
Yeah.
When I got in my car, my ETA was 11:06, so it wasn't that bad. I was doing pretty good, and I wasn't even trying to.
Is that
to...
before you put the bacon on,
and I then
you
went back in? I put the bacon on. No, I put the... Come on, Jim. Don't be an asshole now, okay? I put the bacon on, and then I was like, all right, babe, here. Bacon for you. Gotta go. Air fry it up. I went. I brushed my teeth. I water pick. I gotta do a whole routine. Mm-hmm. I get dressed. I hear beeping. Bacon's done. I'm not going to grab a fucking slice of bacon. It's delicious, okay? It's just, so it took me about 10 minutes to get ready to leave. I grabbed a piece of bacon, hot, slapped it into my mouth, very similarly to I should have sued fucking Dunkin' Donuts for their hot-ass snacking bacon. I slapped it right into my mouth. It burned me.
Isn't that fool me once? Bacon. Stop slapping bacon in your face.
Bacon juice on my fucking shirt, which I love now. I got to buy a brand new shirt. So, but let me tell you why I wasn't in a bad mood. Okay.
Yeah. Because you got some bacon.
Because I know.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a great morning. It sounds like you had a nice, relaxing morning. That's why you're in such a good mood.
You're playing video games and eating bacon while we're sitting here waiting, you asshole.
Look, I got a massage this morning. I played hopscotch with my girlfriend, and
I had to stop for gas, which I didn't realize. And then also, gas is down to like $3 and whatever cents a gallon now, so it takes forever to fill a tank. It's so wild. True. So watching it go. The reason I wasn't in a bad mood, because I would have normally been freaking out, right? I'm like, because I got in initially at 11:06, then it started, the time started to climb a little bit. Then I got on a few phone calls and I stopped paying attention to the time altogether. Mm-hmm. Then I'm sitting in traffic and I realized, I hang up, I was like, what the fuck time am I going to get there? And I look and it said 11:45. Wow. And that's when I was like, well, you know what? No time to freak out now. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Jim, you know?
I hear you.
You win some, you lose some.
Did you stop to get a new sweatshirt too on the way?
No,
you
I didn't. Stain? I didn't, but I did stop. Well, here's what happened. And with this, I'm being completely honest, okay? Yeah. Because I'm a real ass dude, and the fans need to know. So, all right, so I leave 11:06 is my ETA, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll do that. But then I was like, oh shit, I need gas. So then I was like, all right, while they're pumping my gas, it's taking a long time. I watched. I was like, it's taking forever. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna roll a blunt while my gas is being pumped. Can I beat the gas meter? And I could. Uh-huh. So I break up the weed. Shut up, Shannon. He's pumping the gas. I'm killing two birds with one stone right now. Which is also a psychotic expression. Somebody does that joke, right? Like, who's killing birds with stones? Somebody has some old fucking...
Probably.
It has to
90s yeah. fucking joke. So I'm breaking up the weed. I have White Owls in my car. I'm like, crack open this fucking White Owl. Literally, I'm watching it go. I'm still beating the clock. My White Owl cracked in half. I didn't have a White Owl. So I was like, well, now I have a bunch of weed broken up on a parking ticket on my seat. I can't waste that weed, so I did pull in to 7-Eleven and took another minute, maybe at the most, to go buy a couple blunt wraps. And then another minute on top of that to roll the blunt in the parking lot of 7-Eleven.
I like how this explanation is making it worse. If you had just left it at traffic, I'd be like, well, what can you do?
I'm being completely honest. So I had to roll a little bit of a blunt because I knew it was going to be a lot of traffic, and I didn't want to be stressed out. You want a happy me. Happy Lewis, happy...
Give me life.
Wife. Give Happy me a, wife. What rhymes with Lewis? It's got to be something.
Jewess. Bluest. Do
happy,
it.
Happy Lewis, happy Jewess.
There you go.
Bluest.
Doggy, what do you want me to say? I tried to fucking get here. And then at that point, I was like, okay, I wasted another 3 to 4 minutes at the gas station, another 2 minutes at 7-Eleven.
And you were
minutes.
2 minutes earlier.
And I was 2 minutes early.
There you go.
So it kind of worked out.
Yeah. So thank you. You're welcome. I think
we don't care that much.
Thank you
we
so
don't care
much,
that much.
Lewis.
You were 45 minutes late. I think the fans
the
do.
Fans like, give
yeah,
a fuck.
Okay. Yeah,
what are they doing? They're just sitting there watching a podcast. I'm sorry, your podcast started a little bit late. Ooh.
Yeah.
Assholes, fuck you. You know what? Cancel your subscriptions, you faggot losers.
Yeah.
I'm about to suck my fucking dick. Fucking idiots. I bet they won't either. Watch. They won't. They won't. I bet you won't. I bet you guys are afraid to cancel your subscriptions.
Yeah, this Ralph's is all they hate have.
This. Ralph hates this bit. Ralph does not like the cancel your subscription bit that I sometimes do on the show.
He doesn't.
He does not get it at all. He's like, we're actually getting cancellations.
Lewis, come on. I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, look, we have an incredible show. Let's do our plugs. We have a lot to talk about. And look, I'm also not doing a fucking shorter show. That's really what they were upset about. They were like, he's going to fucking show up late and do a shorter show. We'll do an hour 15 like normal. You guys are okay? If you have to leave, it's okay. We'll fucking get Blind Mike in here. It's hilarious. We'll fucking throw things at him. He didn't know what's going on. He didn't know where he's at right now. What you plugging on? Robbie Goodwin?
Young Guns Podcast, me and Mike Figgs. Join the Patreon. We got a lot of great episodes lately, so check it out. And if you're in San Francisco, I'll be there this Saturday at the Valencia Room and doing the Don't Tell comedy show there. So check that out.
Love it. Love it. Florentine.
Everybody's Awful podcast out every Monday. It's also a Patreon. And January 12th to the 14th, Side Splitters, Wesley Chapel, Florida.
Wheeler in the chat. Shannon, flag his account. He said, we still haven't billed them since last year. He's bragging about it. What an idiot. Find out what's going on. Cancel his account immediately. Wheeler in the chat. He just posted that just now. I just saw it. Everyone's not happy. Now everyone's saying they're going to cancel. Yada, 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 canceling now.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, folks. Subscribe, you idiots. What's wrong with you? We have a lot of cool stuff happening right now. We're launching a few new shows. You're going to want to say subscribe. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt
you? Yeah, I'm done.
You're done. Good. Zach Amico.
Hey, if you're listening live tomorrow night, I am in Philadelphia at the ECW Arena with Ryan Shaner and Lamar Lee. If you can come out to that one, it would mean a lot to me.
Love it. Got a lot of live stuff coming up. This weekend, I'll be in Toronto. Me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour at Yuck Yucks, the 16th and 17th, Friday, Saturday. New Year's Eve, I don't know if it's sold out, but we added a second show because it's so close to sold out that we're actually doing a 7:30 show as well. So now it's 7:30 and 10:30. Comedy Store, New Year's Eve, Los Angeles, California. Myself, Dave Smith, special guests, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, Karen Feehan, Maddie Smith, musical guest, Crack Amico. What a fucking lineup. What a show. Grab those tickets for the 7:30 show now because the 10:30 looks like it is sold out. Then I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C. I will be in Phoenix, Arizona, Bloomington, Minnesota, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and many other places. The Funny Bone St. Louis show was moved until April 15th weekend. Because on the second and third that weekend, I will be with Big J in Boston and in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun doing some theater gigs with the great Big J. Special guest set it up, baby boys. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. You get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Another person just posted that they canceled the subscription. Obeda, cancel, you fucking loser. I don't actually care. Do you think I really care? I just said I don't care. Cancel. Cancel. You don't get to be here. You don't get to. You're not canceling on me. I get maybe a dollar of that at the most. Do you care about your dollar, Obeda? Suck my dick. Ugh. Cancel him now, Shannon. Kick him from the fucking chat. Kick him from the fucking chat right now. Fuck you, Obeda. Make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel as well. By the way, the most fun I've ever had on Twitch is right now. Because what I'm doing right now, the first three people that can stream snipe me, which means that they're watching my stream and then they can enter my lobby in Warzone. They try to time it to where they get into where they can play against me in Warzone. If you identify yourself and say, Lewis, I want Skankfest tickets, and then kill me in the game, you win a free pair of all access passes. It's the most fun I've ever had. And I thought it'd be difficult. At first, I said, you just got to find me and ask me for tickets. And that happened in a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's way easier to find me than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So now you have to kill me. I'm doing this with three sets because I have no idea. Because people, every day now, people are finding me. And I'd run, by the way. You're going to chase me. I get a helicopter. I'll go across the map. I'm not trying to give you these fucking tickets. But it's a whole other element that is so much fucking fun, dude. I swear to God. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. If you guys want to win Skankfest tickets, that is the most fun way you could win them, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get to kill Lewis.
By the way, Obeda's going to just... He's been subscribed for a while. He's going to have to resubscribe at the full rate because he does not get grandfathered into the old rate. You guys know that now. We're no longer grandfathering people in. So just let it be known. Let it be known. A lot of new shows on the docket for this spring. Right after the winter, we're launching a bunch of new shit. It's going to be pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. All right. So, lots to talk about. Lots to talk about on the show. Shady, you have a lot of great topics here. I think this Las Vegas woman who stole a Rolex, why don't they call her a hooker in the story? It's so obviously a hooker.
I think that maybe the guy who is the victim, he just really wanted to avoid incriminating himself.
Mm.
But they don't ever say like what their relationship is to each other.
Never get a hooker in Las Vegas.
Mm.
They're always trying to rip you off.
Too much?
The times that I've had experiences with ladies of the night in Las Vegas, it's never been what they say it is.
Right.
They're trying to rip you off. They get
it's
you
like
in your
a tourist
room.
Thing.
Dude, it's fucking, it's wild. And you're horny and you can't kill them. You cannot kill a hooker.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere. Yeah. And they do the that was to get me up here. That was the price
so
to get
you,
me
you,
up here.
You,
oh,
so this really? Is what happened. Me and my ex, we ordered a hooker to have a threesome with. And I've told the story before, so I'll make it very quick. She got up there. She was like, yeah, it's $500. Like, boom, paid it, right? She was like, yeah, that was just to get me here. So I was like, now what do you guys want to do? And I was like, no, that was, she was like, no. She was like, yeah, that's just, and then so it was like a bait and switch. And now we got to pay her more money.
Right, to do
she
something.
Wasn't even hot. It was a fucking, like, just a fucking, oh, man, it was infuriating.
Did you get it from those, like, playing cards they give out on the strip? You know how they, like, give out cards to people? Like,
no,
hey,
it was like, it was just on a website, Eros or one of these sites. And then I was like, all right, well, I was like, give my money back. She's like, no.
Wow.
I was like, you can't leave. She's like, you're kidnapping me. And I was like, you can leave.
What?
Like, you're right. You can leave right now. Fuck. And you can't call the cops. You can't do anything. You just literally, she just walked in, got $500, walked out. Oh, it's
so
making
you didn't
me
give
angry.
Her any more I mean, money. So you did get fucked.
Dude, I hope she was beaten to death. I hope she was fucking gang raped and beaten to death by a fucking biker gang after that. I really hope, I really mean that. Deep down inside. Oh, I hope she's dead. She's, look, her life's not good.
Yeah, I'll bet that.
She's a fucking Las Vegas hooker, you bitch. I hope you're listening. I hope this cunt's listening right now.
She's in the chat.
She's in the racist live chat, canceling her subscription.
She's like, I already got $500 from you, Lewis. I can cancel whenever I want.
Wrong accent.
That's what happened with that football player, Warren Sapp.
Oh, shit, I got to read this. Obeda just donated $3, even though he canceled his membership. He donated $3 and said, fuck you, Lewis, y'all, and I have to read it. If you donate money to the chat, I will read your chat every single time. Shannon, you got to let me know, okay? How do I get that money? How do I get that fucking money? Ralph, fucking Jew bag bitch Ralph, takes that money. I get it. Ralph, come on microphone for a minute, you fucking scumbag. Nothing's ever been set up once for how I would get my fucking donation.
Hello, Jew bag bitch Ralph here. How can I help you?
Ralph, there's a donation that was just given to me by a guy in the racist live chat, $3. Mm-hmm. Who gets that money?
Oh, I steal it all from
you. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you fucking line your pockets with my fucking donations.
100%.
I mean, it evens out when you're like, cancel now. I don't care. I don't care how much money I lose.
Oh, $3.
Yeah. Oh, $3. I need that. I need all of that. I need to buy more hookers. I need to bring more hookers to my room.
I'm sorry. You were saying who got ripped off?
Warren Sapp. The football player. He was working for the NFL Network. It was in Phoenix, though. He was there for the Super Bowl, and the hookers did the same thing.
Yeah.
Whatever, 500 to the room, then they wanted more, and he got in a big argument with them, and he wound up pushing him out the door.
Yeah.
And he lost his gig and got arrested and all that shit.
Yeah, but like the Super Bowl, big things like that, don't hookers all travel for that?
They do, but they pulled the same scam. He negotiated a deal, and then when they get up, they go, no, we need more money.
I think like the Republican National Convention a lot of hookers go to, too.
Really?
Like there's certain events that like hookers come into town for.
Yeah, because they're like old horny man.
Yeah.
Last time I was in Vegas, this hooker came up to me in the casino. She's like, hey, let's go up to your room. She was hitting on me. I'm like, oh, thanks. I go, look, I'm not into that. That's fine. You're really hot. I'm like, thanks. I go, let me ask you something. I go, I'm not going to do it, but if you weren't a hooker, would you come to the room with me? Do you really think I'm hot? She goes, no, you're not. I go, at least you're honest. It was great. I go, no. She goes, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I go, no, not at all. That's the answer I wanted.
That's a funny thing to ask a hooker. Like, all right, everything.
Yeah, I go, no, look, if you weren't a hooker.
No, but you would be a fucking hot John for a hooker. You understand, these hookers, my assumption is guys that are seeing hookers, 98% of them are fucking fat, smelly fucking losers.
Old guys,
you know, maybe not 98%, but like 90% of them are guys who genuinely can't get laid, you know?
I talked to a guy who ran a brothel, and he said it was a lot of Indian guys. A lot of Indian kids come over here and go to brothels.
Yeah, I believe that. Or yeah, exactly. Like young guys who like are nervous with chicks or whatever else it is.
Yeah.
But like for you, dude, for a hooker to get you, it would be like all right, I get to fucking enjoy my work a little bit more than no homo. I'm not trying to be fucking gay with Florentine right now. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, for a John, you have to be a top caliber John. I feel like every time I've gotten a hooker, I feel like I'm doing the bitch a favor.
It's like
I'm like, bitch, I'm paying you. Can you believe this is happening right now for you? What a fire! Happy birthday to you, bitch.
It's like being a hot comedian. It's like, yeah, of these guys, I'm the fucking pick of the litter.
Do you think I can get a discount? Probably not.
Maybe not a discount.
Well,
I also don't think it's hot. I don't think hookers are like, oh, it's hot that you want a discount. I think that would be like, yeah, it's a fucking cheap asshole.
They do that though. Like if they think you're hot, they'll like knock down the price.
Do you think that they watch like Pretty Woman, like, and they're like wishing for like that, like the same way we would like watch a movie about stand-up comedy and like just like sort of like relate to the characters? Do you think that she's like, oh, she just wants like a rich guy to like sweep her off her feet and
yeah, I think they do love Pretty Woman, but they also probably point out what's unrealistic about it, right? Yeah. They're like, okay, doesn't he pay like $200 a day for like the whole day for her?
This is the '80s, though.
That's still not enough. What would,
can
day.
You pull up? I'm sure there is a list of things wrong with Pretty Woman. There has to be one of those things, right? $200 a day for a Julia Roberts caliber hooker is.
So that's like 600 now, probably inflation. Yeah.
What was the
like
date?
All day. It's like she has to like hang out with him all day, right?
What was the date? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say we'll figure it out. We'll get the inflation rate. What was the date that Pretty Woman was released? And then second, or also was it? It was based in the time it was released, right? It wasn't like
yeah.
Okay. Correct.
March of 1990.
Not 90. Why do I think it was the 80s? Okay. So, and then find out how much he paid her per day. Just Google how much did Richard Gere pay Julia Roberts per day.
And had George Costanza raped her, would he be out? I'm going to rape you. I raped her, Jerry. I raped her.
You raped Julia Roberts.
It was George Costanza, and he was going to rape her. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, we've had this argument before with hookers who thought they were comedians. Is it rape or is it theft?
That is true. So Johnny Savage says, Louis Gay Gomez, queer bitch, I love you. See you on New Year's, pussy. Donated two whole dollars. Wow. This is a new thing, guys. I'm going to make some fucking cashola.
Well, Ralph's going to make it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to, and I mean this, I'm going to just take it from Ralph.
After the show, go, Ralph, you owe me $5.
Ralph lives on 355 West 15th Street. It's apartment 6B. If you go there in his underwear drawer, he has a fucking fat stack of cash in the top drawer of his underwear drawer. I swear to God, this is true.
Now okay. I have to bleep this out.
No, you're not bleeping anything out. So you're going to... So I know where to get the money, and now everyone else does as well. I will go and I'll just peel it off his fucking fat fucking stack of Jew cash. Don't tell me.
So it says that he paid her $3,000 for 7 days, which comes to $428.50 per day.
Wait, hold on. So how much? Say that again. Because Obeda donated $420.69, and then his comment was, it's a lot cheaper to Photoshop it. So he's not even donating money. He's just Photoshopping the image.
Amazing.
God damn it. Fuck me. I'm getting destroyed by Obeda right now. He's not even a subscriber anymore. Shannon, I'm sorry.
I was the O Alpha.
What was the math, Shannon?
$3,000 for 7 days, which comes to $428.50 per day.
$3,000 for 7 days? How much was it at the time?
That's how much.
That's in the movie.
Okay, so $428.
$3,000 for 7 days.
But we'll do the daily rate. $428 is worth what today?
I don't know.
That's what we're looking for.
It's probably, $650, $700 a day.
So it would be in 2022, $6,833.46.
A day?
No, for the week.
It's for 3,000 goes to 6,800. It doubles.
Yeah.
Like okay, so it's like 850 a day.
So call it a cool grand.
Yeah.
A grand a day is a great rate for Julia Roberts.
No.
Actual Julia Roberts?
No.
Dude, the shit that I'm going to do to her, dude, I'm going to fucking abuse her. How many times? I mean, you get to just fuck her nonstop all day?
I'm gonna make my initials with a wire hanger.
I wonder why this hooker got out of there.
Dude, I would torture her $1,000 a day. She would get sick of it real quick. She'd be like, this is not enough. That's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot for the full day. That's like,
and she had never seen that much money. She just started hooking, right? In the movie?
Yeah.
She like, was like her second guy.
So would you take her for a week or would you just take her for a day?
I'll take her for a fucking year. She's fucking, she's cheaper than fucking any girl I've ever dated in my entire life.
Yeah, right.
And it's Julia Roberts.
You're not going to get sick of her after a few days.
Pull up how hot Julia Roberts was in Pretty Woman. She was a fucking smoke show, dude.
No, I know. And those lips.
She was fucking hot. You forget how beautiful Julia Roberts was.
She was a pretty woman.
Yeah. Can you pull her up in Pretty Woman, Shannon, please?
Pretty Woman.
Here's one.
I thought her friend was kind of hot, too.
Oh, the girl with the gap tooth.
Yeah.
From Just Shoot Me.
Yeah, dude, she was a fucking smart. I even like wearing her little fucking wig. Keep the wig on, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say keep the blade on.
I like the wig. I like fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll change your world, Julia Roberts.
Yeah, she was like the babe of like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, she was great, dude. So, okay. What happened with this chick now? So she's in this guy complains that he's in a hotel room with this woman. What happens?
So he said that he was cuddling with her. Her name is Sarah Richards. This is her mugshot.
Oh, nice.
I love TMZ headlines.
Toy.
So they were snuggling in bed. And then he said that while they were snuggling, she kept mentioning to him to take off his watch while they're, quote, snuggling. So eventually he took it off and put it under the pillow. Eventually, he realizes that it's no longer under the pillow. So he mentions it to her that he can't find his watch. He said at that point, she panicked and then left the room. He followed
Hold on. Levi's gay uncle just said, I'm disrespectful cunt. He donated, so I have to say, I'm a disrespectful cunt and will be more aware of your time going forward. Also, Robert Driscoll donated $2. Kanye is right about the Jews. Anyway, sorry, Shannon.
So he followed her as she left. He alerted security, and then police arrived. At first, the police couldn't find the Rolex on her, but eventually they located it, and it was hidden in her vagina.
In her pussy. Was it in something? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Was it in a condom, or was it just a Rolex? Because here's what I think happened, okay? She stole the watch. She dipped out, right? Mm-hmm. And then this guy starts chasing her, saying he's going to call the cops. He's like, oh, shit. She's like, I'm going to get caught with this fucking watch on me. And at that point, she put it up her pussy.
Right.
I don't think she grabbed it in the room, put it in her pussy, and left.
No. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. Because I've been there before.
Yeah.
I kept this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my cunt for 40 years.
It's your father's watch.
I kept it in my pussy.
I've been arrested before for weed, right? And, you know, once you've been through the process a few times, you know what to do. So you get her. What happens is you see the cops see you smoking weed with your friends. You're like, fuck, dude. Then you eat the blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
One person's got the bag of weed on them. So now you have no evidence, right? You like, except one person's got a bag of weed. Immediately you take that bag of weed, usually it's me, right? And you shove it into your ass crack. Not into your asshole, but just right, slide it to where your butt cheeks are holding it in place, okay? Because mm-hmm. the cops aren't putting their fingers in your ass in the street, right? Not for weed. They don't give, it's not that big a deal,
so
right?
So true.
So, so then what they do, you're hoping that they don't take you to central bookings. This is back in the day. This is when weed was illegal. It's crazy that the amount of times that I've been arrested for weed, and now it's just fucking legal. You just walk into a store and buy it.
Yeah, you get a bodega, you get it with fucking Pepsi.
It's a wild thing, right? So you don't want them to bring you to central bookings. You really just want to go to the police precinct and get a ticket, or even hopefully they give you a ticket right there and then. So you're hoping, you'll be like, hey, you know what? Sorry, we don't have any weed on us. But what happens is once they get you in the police van and you realize you're going to go to central bookings, you got to get rid of that fucking weed before they check you at central bookings, because at central bookings, they strip search you.
Right.
And you already told them you have no weed on.
And now you're in, now you're fucked. Now they're going to fucking, you're just trying to fucking kiss somebody's ass, get through the process as fast as possible. Right.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would, now my hands are handcuffed behind my back, which has easy access to my asshole.
So true.
Shove my hand into my dirty ass, pull out the weed, shove it in between the police cushions on the cop car.
Oh, shit.
No more weed on me.
You plant the weed on the cops.
Yeah.
It's a reverse.
You guys are. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are the criminals.
What are you guys doing back here?
Yeah.
You take the weed and you shove it up the cop's ass. So you're under arrest.
The old switcheroo. Your Honor, it was a switcheroo.
Yeah, so I know exactly how that girl felt, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't a hot hooker, though. I did not.
I guarantee you she saw the watch before she said anything to him.
Yeah.
I bet she saw the watch on him on the casino floor.
Yeah. Hookers know a Rolex.
And gave him some type of deal so she could steal a Rolex.
Wow.
I'm going to just buy fake Rolexes. Why am I even? Nobody can tell. Nobody knows. How would anybody know?
Nobody knows.
Shannon, look up a replica Rolex. You get one for like $300. Yeah, I've watched YouTube channels where they have like experts and they're being tricked by people with replica Rolexes. Like, why would anyone spend $20,000 on a fucking Rolex when you could just buy a replica? Nobody knows. You want to be a man. That's not what a man does.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right, dude. Is that as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, it's pathetic.
This
I never
is the logic
that.
Of every
I would never do that.
You're getting like $2 a fucking cents to just buy a real Rolex.
Can somebody donate a Rolex in the racist live chat? It'd be fucking great.
What was the hooker on a scale of 1 to 10 that came to your room?
Felicia,
like a 5?
3/5.
Oh, so she's black.
Yeah.
That was that's funny.
No, a 1 to 10. Yeah. Like a 5, 4?
Like a 3 or 4.
Really?
Was not hot. She was not a hot
hooker. There was no picture of her before?
Yeah, she was a bait and switch.
Okay.
It looked like fucking, you know, a goddamn supermodel.
Is that most hookers? Like it's a bait and switch like that? Like
no. No, I think so. I think hookers that are like career hookers, that are like high-end career hookers, they make they're trying to like market themselves.
Right.
Right? They're trying to like get people to like I remember we did a show
at the
Bunny Ranch, me and Ralph. And my experiences with prostitutes has always been a very like hidden, dark, seedy thing where it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I remember somehow taking a picture got brought up and all these hookers were just like, yeah, let's take pictures. And like, they were like, they wanted to like, they were like, tag me on Instagram. Like they wanted to be out there.
Wow.
So other people would be like referred. Like they're disconnected from how it's the fucking lowliest job in the world.
Yeah.
Like I'm very, you know, I'm
Dennis, what was the guy that owned the Bunny Ranch?
Hoff.
Dennis Hoff.
Is there a more sad sentence than his body was found by Ron Jeremy?
Yeah. Ron Jeremy found his body?
Found his dead body.
Oh, my God.
Is there a sadder sentence on it?
Did I rape this body? Oh, no. It's just a dead guy.
And then he still won the election he was running for.
Yeah.
Dennis Hoff?
He was... I can't remember what he was running
dead.
for. He won it dead. Yeah. He died right before the election, and he still won.
That is amazing. Good for him, dude. That's what an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Can I get a coffee, too?
Yeah, give Robbie a coffee.
Yeah, I'll take one, too.
Yeah, and Florentine, too. Why not? I'm not reading any more comments, guys. There's too many coming in now, and you're not donating enough. Any donation over $100, I'll read.
He's trying to get a Rolex, guys. Okay,
this is fucking crazy. $2.
He's trying to get a fake Rolex, guys.
Yeah. Fucking psychopaths. Fucking wild way to be. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank RexMD.com for supporting today's show. RexMD.com is a great website that has incredible health products for men. So you guys have probably heard of products like Viagra and Cialis. Well, you guys can get branded Viagra, Cialis, or generic versions for a fraction of the cost. Way, way, way cheaper than anywhere else. Up to 90% off and paying only $2 per dosage if you use our exclusive link. If you don't know, if you haven't used any of these products, it really does. If you're getting older, especially, you need a little bit of help in the bedroom, it makes such a huge difference.
Absolutely. And one of the best parts about the site is you do everything from home. You don't have to go to the doctor, sit in a waiting room, fill out a bunch of paperwork, go see a doctor, have a weird conversation. No, it is all done online at RexMD. It's really quick and everything is delivered right to your house. It's all FDA approved ED treatments, and I mean, it couldn't be simpler.
Love it. RexMD.com/wrap is the link that you have to use to get this amazing discount. RexMD, RexMD.com/RAP for up to 90% off. All right, where were we? yeah, I bought my son a watch for Christmas this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
A little Swatch.
Hope he doesn't listen.
No, it's fucking, he's getting to an age now. He's, he's growing up. He's going to be 10 years old soon. He's fucking, good kid. Got him a little watch. See if he likes it.
That's great.
He's going to dig it. Smart kid. All right. So Pornhub reveals its top 2022 searches. What's your top search right now? Right now, what's your top search?
Lesbian.
Lesbian?
Lesbian fun.
You are a pussy.
Are you 12?
Who fucking cares about lesbians?
I don't need a lot to come.
He's searching boobs and fucking...
Yeah. Hot lady.
That's crazy, dude. Lesbian?
I guess I like lesbian. What's wrong with lesbian?
Oh, we mean search, not like topic you click. Do you mean like that's what you type in the search bar, or that's just the category?
I'll be honest, I kind of just go for recommend. I just go to the front page, just go recommended.
That's even crazier than lesbian.
Look, there'll be something I like on the front page.
You don't feel weird jerking off to a trending thing that multiple other dudes are jerking off to at the same time? You don't think there's some sort of psychological, gay, symbiotic fucking relationship that you have?
I like to be in the zeitgeist. I like to see what is everyone jerking off to over here.
Can you get these guys coffee too? As well? Did none of our producers tell him that? What is happening right now?
It's on in the lounge. We figured he heard you.
Oh, what an idiot. Sorry, guys.
What do you guys search?
Massage porn. Yeah.
Really? So it's a young girl massaging a guy, or a guy massages a girl?
A guy usually, a guy massaging a girl, or a girl massaging another girl.
Yeah. That's a girl on girl. What's
going Sometimes on it's girl on girl, too, yeah.
It's like hot. Lesbians are hot.
And you like the oil on her body and all that.
Yeah, slow. It's a slow, they don't do it in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a slow.
Is there
build
ASMR porn that might be fun, relaxing?
I'm sure there is. Well, there's porn where it's a girl vocally reacting to porn as she's watching it, and she's describing what she's seeing. She's like, "Oh, I really like that. Like, his dick looks really,
really
nice."
It's like a hip-hop reaction video.
Yeah, but it's like a kind of a soothing voice.
Are you watching a black guy hear Pink Floyd for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. This is hot. Oh, wow, this is nice. Woo, man, Mozart really did it on this one.
I fucking love those videos. It's all the whitest shit ever. Yeah. And they just hire some black guy and be like, Eminem is the best rapper.
Zach, what are you searching right now? What's your top search in porn? Not saying what you're jerking to, because what you're jerking to is a different segment on this show.
I will find words in Spanish that so I'll like
culo. Chalupa,
like culo or something.
Burrito.
Because it'll be like Mexican chicks that I've never seen before, and usually they're real thick Mexican. Like,
that's some high level jerking.
Yeah,
yeah, like
or teta. Like I'll find certain words that they only put in all Spanish descriptions if I'm looking for like not amateur but like not super famous Spanish chicks.
Yeah.
Shannon, what's your top search right now?
Thank you.
Help.
guy hits Puerto Rican boss.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to give a boring answer.
Producer jobs, New York City.
I had to search one porn star's name.
What's his name?
Rob Diesel.
Rob Diesel. She loves watching him fuck. Yeah,
that's
Diesel.
The only porn I ever watch. Wow. I just search him.
So you just have a crush on a guy.
Yeah, I love him.
That's she great. Loves him. Wow.
I've actually, honestly, I've been trying to get off porn, if I'm being frank. Because I have, like, I'm in a new relationship, so it's like, I'm just trying to, like, not watch porn and be, like, good for sex. You know what I mean?
Mm. Is it, though?
Yeah, I think it's better. I mean, not, maybe, I think it might just all be in my head, but I do feel like it's a little bit better.
Natalie, what's your top porn search right now?
Consent.
Right now, it's two dudes.
Two dudes.
Yeah.
You're a fucking freak.
Sounds like she doesn't want to be a lesbian anymore.
That's a freaky thing to search. What type of fucking weirdo are you?
I'm not That's typing crazy. That in. I'm not typing those words in. I what just words? Scroll on Tumblr, so it's not. I don't have to type anything
also
in.
What a lesbian-y way to consume
hey,
porn.
Hey, I have backup from other people that work here that said that they also do that. So.
Oh, Ralph?
Men. No, like people...
Tumblr porn? No, I can't do it. I can't do Tumblr. I can't do Reddit. Reddit's become difficult to search for porn now on as well. Like, I don't really know how to navigate it. I typically go to xvideos.com. That is my site.
That's a good
and
one.
And my search is, it's typically always going to be fucking cream pie casting. Like, if it's just straight up porn, but I will go into journeys, but it's not suggested. It's not suggested off of like, I don't go to the front page and go, oh, that's a top fucking trending thing, like a psycho. I'll be jerking off to like a fucking, you know, two fucking girls having a threesome with the one girl's uncle, right, with a cream pie. And then the suggestions underneath that will sort of spawn off from that. So I'll end up watching some fucking freaky shit once in a while. But yeah, lately it's been that. For a while it was my top search was... was mainstream explicit.
What's that?
So it's like, so it's usually low budget movies, but they're performing real sex acts in the regular movie. So sometimes it's like an art house movie.
Yeah.
Italian movies will do it.
I do
lot,
that actually
yeah.
a lot too. I
yeah, dude,
let's
be some
scenes.
Bitch sucking a cock and you're like, bitch, you're an actress. Have respect for
Isn't
yourself.
That great?
She's
yeah.
not a prostitute or a hook or a porn star. It's just some bitch who went to yeah. acting school
yeah.
and now she's sucking a dick on camera and I'm beating my dick furiously to it.
Yeah.
Question, can you jerk off to compilations or does it have to be one video?
I've been in some compilations recently.
I'll do a compilation.
I've been in some compilations. Look, here's the thing. If it's rare that it will not be a cream pie. So usually cream pie is my second word and then whatever the first word is. So it could be ebony teen cream pie. Let's go there one day, right?
Right.
It could be fucking, you know, stepsister cream pie. But it's got to be a cream pie. If I can't fast forward to the end, watch the cream pie fall out of her, then rewind it and try to time myself to come at the exact same time that he's cream pieing into her, I can't come.
This is high level beating off.
Dog, it's like,
it's like the nuclear, like the two keys at the same
dude,
time.
Dude, I'm a master at masturbating.
What's the big J joke? 3, 2, 1, octagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now, I invented another category of porn where you listen to girls complain about the atrocities of the porn industry while watching the porn that they're complaining about. So they'll be doing like a radio interview crying about like their father
right, and
the
I'm
porn
the
first time.
No. All this, yeah.
I admit it at least.
Yeah.
It's the difference between me and you.
It's true.
What about the cam stuff, the cam girls?
Florentine,
there's one site where they're just in their room by themselves.
Really
I like
showing your age right now. Nobody watches cam girls anymore.
No, the solo chicks, some amateur chick on her bed.
I'll tell you what to search.
It's fucking great.
Webcam girls getting caught.
Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of good.
That's good.
Because a lot of times it'll be a mom or a dad walking in the middle of a live stream.
Yeah.
And somebody saves it. Oh boy, could that really get you the shame?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
shame and the embarrassment.
And it's also
dad,
a funny
the
blooper.
Dad never jumps in.
A lot of times it's the mom.
The mom catches
and the mom
him.
Like will walk in with like a basket of laundry and scream.
The laundry flies yeah. everywhere.
Yeah. It's perfect.
I'll tell you, you know what I would say my biggest porn search for this year has been, which has never been before, for the 2022, my biggest porn search, which I've never before this year, I don't think I've ever jerked off to this category of porn, but just recently, ladies and gentlemen, double penetration cream pie. Gotta be a cream pie. Gotta be a cream pie at the end of that.
Okay.
But DP.
You like watching two dicks.
Two dicks
that,
entering
that close
one in the
ass,
just fucking. Essentially, the feeling of his dick rubbing against his dick is part of the enjoyment for these gentlemen. It's pretty gay, I admit it.
Well, anything, like when girls do double vaginal or double anal, those dudes are fucking 1/4 of another dude's
dick. That's psychotic. Double vag is crazy. That's gay, okay? But double penetration.
And then there's DVDA.
DVDA.
Double vaginal, double anal, four
ooh.
Dudes.
Ooh. That's how Zach Sad met his mom.
Yeah.
And my other three dads.
Yeah, so, yeah, I could, no, I can't jerk off to double vag. That's fucking crazy. But there's just something about this fucking, this absolute whore just being like, yeah, two dicks, same time right now. You're like, oh, what a pig. And I usually imagine myself in the butt.
And who's
big
dick,
announcement.
Whose dick is in the vagina in your story?
Usually it's Rob Diesel, Shannon's guy. Shannon, does Rob Diesel do double penetration?
Yes.
He does. He does it all.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fantasy of yours, to be double penetrated, one in the butt, one in the puss?
No, not the butt.
But Rob Diesel and one of his big muscly friends at the same time? Why not?
Not the butt.
You make me fucking sick. You're a whore. All right, so.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, it really makes me fucking angry.
I said no to your question.
What's called? All right, so what are the top porn searches?
Okay, so I can tell you the top four, and it has switched a little bit from last year. So I'll say last year it was number four, Ebony, number three, MILF, number two, Lesbian, number one, Hentai. And that's United States searches.
Those are all, that's like, I jerk off to almost none of them.
Hentai.
I mean, Ebony, once in a while, I'm like, we're getting crazy. Let's fuck a black chick in my head today, yeah. Right? It's wild.
Yeah.
I pretend she heard my podcast and she's trying to cancel me.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you're apologizing for Aaron's act?
Yeah.
I don't think he's funny either, baby.
Listen, I gotta pay the bills.
Look, he's a nice guy.
Isn't hentai just like drawn child porn?
It's not child porn all the time. It's like
Every time I've ever seen hentai, it's like a girl in like a schoolgirl uniform.
They definitely do skirt. The Japanese are very perverted. They do skirt that line.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying like I've most of the time I've seen it. That seems to be the appeal.
I think it's for autistic guys. Honestly,
no. I feel like it's A, autistic guys. B, I feel like there's a whole generation of Natalie in the booths who definitely go hard on hentai.
Yeah. Natalie, do you watch hentai?
Natalie in the booths.
It's been a minute, but yeah, guilty.
It's great. You don't need any porn stars in there, so no one gets taken advantage of. You just draw it.
I like that there's a plot.
I like there's a resolution. There's characters that I could be. Oh, the mythos.
Dude, I want no plot, okay? Even.
Can I make it? Devil advocate.
The only plot I want is the one her parents are buried in.
devil.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Please. You've
is said that the porn name? Devil's advocate.
Yes, you've said before.
But you have to do it in Al Pacino's voice. Get
wrong. I'm playing the devil's advocate. I beat off the hentai. It's a little schoolgirl. Right. She's 12 years old.
Natalie, what are you saying?
She's got a great ass. She's got a great ass. I drew it. Okay, I'm unloading.
Are you playing devil's advocate? Can Robbie be here for any time somebody says they have to play devil's advocate to play devil's advocate as Al Pacino, please?
It's by the way, that went naturally. That was not a forced voice. That was a bit that worked.
Yeah, it was.
That was
setup.
Good.
That was great. Good.
Okay, so you've said before that you will find a girl on their social media and like get to know them first, and that helps.
Yes,
kind of the same thing
with hentai because you think you know these cartoon
like
characters.
It gets you to know like
the story.
There's
arc.
There's a plot. There's a story arc. There's you know all that shit.
Oh, it's yeah. I understand what you're saying. But that's a very womanly way to.
Totally.
Like, that's how I watch a movie where you're like oh. I like these characters, character development. I care. At the end of the movie, you only know this character. You know it's fake, but after an hour and a half, they die and you cry. You're like, that's fucking good fucking writing right there, doggy. They made me care. That's how you masturbate. That's psychotic.
She comes and she keeps watching because she's so invested. You know? She's like,
I gotta see what happens to the Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I mean, I fast forward. Like, if there's any, like, a lot of the stuff that I watch, it'll be a girl in a hotel room doing an interview. And, you know, the casting couch style, right? That whole, which is the best style, right?
Right.
It is. You know, it's a fucking young girl in a room. She's hot. It's her first time doing porn. I mean, come on. It's just.
Her eyes are way more blue than they should be.
Doggy, whatever.
I don't know how they should.
You sit through the interview or you just skip ahead?
I skip until the second that a dick is in her mouth.
Right, yeah.
It's like if I hear her talk at all, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And I just bring it right to where. And then I bring it back to right before she pops it into her mouth.
Yeah, I started her showing her driver's license to the camera and then right to doggy style.
Can't do it.
You like it because you could see yourself in that position, like, you know?
Being a rapist.
You want to get into Skank Fest, baby?
Shannon, what are the top searches this year?
Okay, so this year, the top four, the fourth one is Latina, so that wasn't in the top last year.
Caliente.
And Latina is a great search, by the way. Very often, they're great.
They're hot. Latinas are really hot, and they stay hot for a long time.
Do. Go ahead, Shannon.
That's moved up two positions from last year. And then Ebony, then Hentai, and then number one is Lesbian.
Fun finger on the pulse.
How many women are searching? Because can I tell you why? All of the women are searching lesbian, right? Or a big chunk of women are searching lesbian, right? So they get weirdos like Robbie. Women's favorite. Say luck. There we go.
I'm still up there in the men's favorites. Japanese number one. Damn, dude. The Japanese are crushing it with dudes.
Does Japanese count as hentai?
Well, they also have Asian. A lot of guys love Asian girls. That's definitely the most like
babysitter most 18 plus. Why do they have to specify that it's 18 plus? It's child porn. There's no such thing as underneath that.
So you see, women also search popular with women. I think that a lot of women search for like female directed porn.
Scissoring. Trans male, transgender.
I was going to say, transgender's really going up the charts. It's really right in the middle. Right?
Yeah, I've jerked off some tranny porn, but I'm not jerking off to a transgendered person. I'm jerking off to a transgendered person fucking a woman. And I'm just like jerking off to whatever that fucked up thing is. It's like, dude, it's like
it's half less gay,
dude. It's dude, do that on acid. Yeah, you'll never come back. Take some acid and try to jerk off to a tranny fucking a woman.
You listen to Pink Floyd. Yeah, it's like, whoa, man.
Your whole head will be fucked up after that. So, yeah, that's good. That's all good. All good stuff. Let's talk about this. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a great longtime sponsor of this show. If you guys are trying to get high this winter, you got to get high with amazing Delta 8 THC products from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. And I will tell you, these things work. And from personal experience, they should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, it's already affordable. It's cheap. It's legal in most states. What is there not to love about YoDelta's Delta 8 THC products? Go there right now, YoDelta.com, and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. Once again, that is YoDelta.com, promo code GAS when you check out for 25% off. All right, where were we? I don't care about that, Shannon. Don't care about that. I like this. Okay. Australian influencer's Tinder profile goes viral after her requirements include they must be over 6 feet tall, at least 7 inches, and must be unemployed.
Unemployed?
I bet Robbie's got a fucking piece on him.
It's all right. I would say it's fine.
You got a 7-incher?
No, it's like six, but it's thick.
That's not a piece.
Which is good.
That's not a piece.
Women like the girth. The thickness is a big selling point.
You don't got a piece. You
say, I never claimed it to. You're like, I'll bet you have girth. A big cock.
What's who's that? Saying you have girth?
Multiple women. At least two.
Really?
Yeah. Right. At least
the
two
others said no. They could have just been with a thin dick guy right before you, though, too.
Maybe I'm just following someone who sucks.
Mine's not long or girthy, guys. It's just not great.
Are you sure?
Just mediocre.
I think it is. But then every girl that I'm ever with, that's not true, because every girl I've ever been with has been like, they love it and they're great, right? But a few girls have thrown it right in my face. That's what they go to.
Maybe because they think it'll hurt you, though.
What have they said?
Like they broke up with me and they're like, you got a little dick anyway, motherfucker.
Well, that's just to get back at you.
Yeah, they just
for all the other shitty things you did to them.
That's true.
They just,
you know, so they have to go right there. They're not going to go, you know, you didn't make me bacon like the last one. Yeah. You know? So they go right to the little dick one.
Yeah.
Your air fryer doesn't even work. You never stop for gas.
I mean, yeah, like my dick will be, you know, 6 inches on the best day of the year, You know, we're talking about the fucking
Blue Chew.
The groundhog doesn't see a shadow. Everything is fucking coming together. Right. It's a perfect storm of everything. Once every, it's going to be a leap year.
You're dehydrated.
Yeah, dude.
You had a really good episode of the podcast.
Dude, Halley's Comet is shooting across the sky. There's a moment once every 88 years where my dick will hit 6 inches, okay? And I'll tell you right now.
Really? It doesn't hit six?
It, no, it will, but it's got
to... Those hit a lot of sex. But it's got to...
No, but it, like, it'll just, like, you know...
Right.
It just... It just
it's a little engine that could...
You still measuring?
No, I don't measure anymore, but I mean, I know.
Yeah, you did, yeah. I hit 6 1/4 once. Yeah. That was my peak.
That's great.
And that was it. It's never come close to that.
Yeah. I will say since. Flaccid.
But I'll take that, so that's what it is.
It's not bad.
I have a tiny penis when it's flaccid. It really is the grower, not a shower. Like,
but I think
sure.
most men have tiny penises when they're flaccid. The problem is we are used to seeing porn. We're from a generation where we like, you know, you only see huge dicks. Because either a guy that's confident, who's willing to show his dick, guys at the gym, guys in the locker room, right? Or you watch porn. Well, you see a movie where like a guy's got a fucking schlong. I was watching The White Lotus, the new season of The White Lotus with my chick, dude. The first scene, the guy, he changes his fucking underwear.
Yeah.
His big fat cock
That's fake. It's prosthetic.
It was a fake
I looked
one.
It up. I was like, there's no way.
It's wild. Because I saw my girl salivating and I was like, all right, bitch, really? Is that what you want? Because that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is wild.
That show is just made for couples to fight with each other, by the way. It's just, I literally thought I was in a fight with my girlfriend for like a week just because I was watching this show. And it's just about... But yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I bet you like that big dick, don't you? And it's like, oh yeah,
I have the worst first movie dick experience. I was watching Amistad with my grandmother.
Oh no.
And dude, these guys in Amistad, they parade them naked. These things are like hitting them in the knees. Oh. And I just remember going, oh no, is that what they're supposed to be?
Yeah, no, I remember just having such a complex as a kid.
Yeah.
And being like, holy shit, dude. Like, I'm like waiting for my dick to grow. Being like, what's going on here, dude? I see dicks out there.
Yeah.
They're like these long, heavy, fucking massive, beastly things that the only dicks I'd ever seen were except for the jerk parties when I was a kid. Yeah. But even then, people weren't really showing their dicks like that. It was like, we were all just jerking off in the same room, sort of, you know, crouching away from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, my dick lays on my balls like the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
I agree. I think I didn't have a realistic idea of even what my dick looked like just because in all the media. Yeah, women say they have body issues. We have the dick
thing.
We
have huge dick
issues. Now, do you let your girlfriend see you flaccid when it's small?
Like, oh, that was the first thing she saw because I was like fucking drunk as shit. And so I can like get hard. And so she was like. She was like, she actually has said, she's like, I was actually worried you had a small penis because it was like flaccid the first time we hooked up.
But does you walk around and let her see it now when it's flaccid?
Oh, I'm still kind of shy. Yeah. No, I don't like swinging around.
How long have you been dating?
I'd say like a year almost.
See, after a year, I think, because I'm pretty comfortable with my chick now. But at first, like, I would fucking like, I'd grab a towel, I'd put it around, I'd be like, I'll be right back, you know.
Yeah.
Now I think it's hilarious. Yeah. It's like, look at this tiny dick, bitch. You chose this.
Yeah. You're stuck with this tiny penis now.
Yeah, you're more embarrassed of your awful ass.
Yeah, honestly, I've actually come to terms with my ass, too.
Good, I'm glad.
It's not as awful as it used to be. I think it just got better, to be honest with you.
I need to accept
you'll let her see your ass, you'll walk away from her naked.
I would back out of the room.
You
normally.
Would.
Beep, beep, beep. Bad ass coming through. Bad ass.
Doggy, I would back out of the fucking room.
Just do some squats, Lewis.
I know. Well, since I started doing jiu-jitsu and I started, you know, I think it just naturally made my ass tone up a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, tone.
He can't help himself.
Your ass is toned. Look how toned your ass is, tone.
So what is this? What is this Australian influencer's profile? What is this, Shannon? What happened?
So this is her Tinder profile.
Damn.
She can have whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And so here she.
Dude, by the way, you got to pull up. We got a new hot chick alert. We have to start doing on this show. I don't know how this bitch came across my desk, but this chick Sky Bree. Dude, we were all looking at her pictures the other day on Instagram in the other room. She's so fucking hot. But anyway, bring her up next. Pull up this chick. What is up with this chick?
By the way, first of all, look how hot this chick is. And 5'3".
She's 5'3". Well, why does she want 6-foot guys?
Because that's not, because any less than that's unattractive. Shannon, you get that, right?
100%. I'm 5'1", and I also prefer 6+.
6+. At least 7 inches. And I'm looking for soulmates, so nothing left. So left me. Wait, so I'm sorry.
Like swipe left.
So left me if you're not that, a soulmate. So if you're not my, how do you know you're her soulmate, you fucking moron? Why are women so dumb?
Because you have a big dick, therefore we're soulmates.
You also have to be jobless so you can come travel the world with me. I do OnlyFans so I can support us both. So if you're not down to be my munch, then swipe left. Yeah, so this is also, once again, her publicist paid for this article to be written.
Yeah.
She does OnlyFans? Good for her. Shannon, can we find out what her OnlyFans is?
Is that a deal breaker? Would you date a girl with an OnlyFans even if she was hot like this?
This one?
That's
yeah.
a weird photo.
Wait, there's one really good one at the beginning. Hold on.
Yeah, she's hot. She's hot. Yeah, obviously.
Very beautiful.
Could I date an OnlyFans girl? Like, yeah. Seriously? It would be tough. It would be fucking tough.
Yeah.
What if she gave you a cut?
She would have to.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to be your fucking sugar mama.
Especially if you're taking the pictures.
I mean, here's the thing. I get...
would you be cool with your chick going in the other room and masturbating because there's a bunch of dudes are paying a lot of money and all that?
I would have a hard time.
Yeah, that'd be tough for me, too.
I would have a hard time. You know, like, you know, I'm not prude at all. I guess if I started dating a chick that had an OnlyFans, like, because I could see that happening, right? You start seeing a girl and she's got an OnlyFans, she's hot, whatever it is. Then you connect with her and you're like, fuck, now I'm stuck and I'm here. So... I think I could probably get there and, you know, I say fucked up shit on microphones. Honestly, like the shit that we've said on our podcast, it's debatably more, you know, morally corrupt than showing your body on OnlyFans, right?
Racism is OnlyFans for guys.
Yeah, dude, for male podcasters.
Yeah, absolutely. Could you date like a racist podcaster? I'd have to really think about it.
I mean, if he was a racist podcaster when I met him and then...
You know, they make a lot of money.
But it really would be... that would be the only way that I could do it. I couldn't... If my girl now, my current chick was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing OnlyFans. I'm cashing in. I just want to fuck it. I got a few years left of fucking being a fucking smoking hot chick who can make money by people looking at my fucking body. I want to do it. No, I'd fucking violently attack her. And I would shame her. I would shame her publicly. That's psychotic. You fucking whore.
I was expecting to say, like, I'd have to have a real conversation. What if she says, I would beat her up.
Well, then you need to support me then. Completely support me. If you're not going to let me make this money.
Well, it depends. I mean, are you mothering my children? Like, or are you just my girlfriend? Because if it's somebody that's going to be like the mother of my children and I'm starting a family and buying a house, like, well, yeah, then that's, I mean, I'm fucking old school. I think it should be that way. Right. Yes. Clean. Cook. Go. Right now. But yeah, no, I mean, no, I wouldn't just support a chick because she's like, well, I have no way to make money now. So I got to sell my body or support me. That seems like some fucking crazy shit. Could you?
Yeah, and then plus all your friends, you know, are going to subscribe to OnlyFans and
just
check
around. That's the hard part. Furiously.
Everyone you know has seen your girlfriend naked.
Yeah. Not dated a stripper before. It was tough. Just, I would never go into strip club, though. Yeah. You know, with these fucking dudes all over and stuff. Huh?
What was that like, dating a stripper?
I mean, fucking, she paid for everything. It was great.
Yes, I did. I did
600,
a couple.
When I had no money, $500-$600 a day in cash.
It was awesome.
Go buy your shit.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Body rules.
But you couldn't go in there, though, and watch it because
they're
working it. They got to work these dudes.
It'd be brutal. Yeah. And it's. I think I'd rather a stripper than somebody on OnlyFans because OnlyFans, it's the internet. It lives forever. You know, it's like my kid's going to see
oddly
it.
Oddly intimate.
Yeah, you're right. A strip club, like my kid's not going to fucking see it. Unless when he's 18, he can go into that strip club, I guess. And if you're still doing it, then it's a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I would rather her be a stripper. Unquestionably, than doing like OnlyFans, which is probably way less safe and probably, you know, a shittier job ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think
they contact with guys, which OnlyFans girls, you know, they don't have like physical contact.
And then there's the guys that pick up the stripper that they're not fucking, but every once in a while, like at a go-go, the go-go bar I go to, there's one girl who'll have her boyfriend sit at the bar angrily and you just watch her lose money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fantasy has to be there just for a second.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding myself. This chick wants to fuck. But if I see this dude mean mugging.
They want
to
fuck sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
They do. That's a common misconception that you can't fuck. They do want to fuck sometimes. 100%. They're just dumb women. You got to understand. The same trick that works on a non-stripper works on a stripper.
Well, no, you know? Trust me. I've pretended to be very gay at the go-go bar.
The problem is a lot of guys just think the girls are into it. Like, they overthink. They're like, oh, she's actually into me. It's like, no, they're just doing a really good job.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
You have to be a dick to them, and that's when they want you.
Right.
If you're throwing money at them just like every other dude, they want nothing to do with you. Just like, I'm good.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. If they look, you know, you fucking slip it in, you're in town doing comedy, like they like, I'm telling you, I've gone out with strippers. I've literally gone to strip clubs and gone out with them afterwards, not paid them for anything, not like they're fucking women. They got a date. They got to get fucked, yeah. Right? And the reality is a lot of guys are unwilling to take the shot. So if you're somewhat attractive and you're charismatic and you're cool and you got a little bit of cashola, it's not that crazy. Like, literally just take the shot and they go, yeah, I'll go out with you. Why not? I'll go to a nice dinner. It's fucking great.
One time a stripper recognized me from Roast Battle, actually, when I was at the strip club. From Roast Battling Tom Myers.
That's hilarious.
Do you have Tom's number?
I could use a bong hit transplant.
Yeah, so no, couldn't date a stripper. Couldn't date an OnlyFans chick. That would be a problem.
I dated a cam girl. It was weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's odd to not be allowed in your own bedroom because the dildo show is scheduled.
It's like, it's kind of hard to be.
It's really fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's tough to be in love, and then a lot of people see your girlfriend naked. I don't mean to like slut shame. I'm just saying it would be hard for me to be in a relationship like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily the thing that bothers me so much, is that people see her naked. Like, my chick's a dancer. No, she's not a stripper. She's a professional dancer. And her outfits are pretty fucking, like,
yeah,
you know, like you know, the guy she dances for is a Latin recording artist. It's like eight fucking hot chicks wearing, like, essentially, like, stripper outfits. And they fucking do, like, very, like, sexualized moves. I'm just, like, proud. She's hot. I'm like, I'm proud of it. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, dude. I don't really give a shit that somebody would, like, see her body and, like, you know, oogle.
Ogle?
No, oogle.
Oogle.
Ogle.
Google.
Yeah. She can Google. You can Google her body. Yeah, but so it's not so much that. It's more like my kid's going to see it one day. It's also like just the message that it's different. Like, she's, you know, she's an artist. She fucking,
yeah,
she's a legit professional dancer. That's different than simply spreading your legs for money. And I'm not even hating on that, but I'm just saying there's nothing artistic or creative or clever about spreading your legs for money. I get why you do it, but you're literally just fucking showing your body and showing, you know, for some cash. And I think from, like, a moral standpoint, I would have an issue with somebody that I love doing that for money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a personal thing.
Yeah. So let's see here. What else is going on? Let's talk about this. All right, let's see the firefighter. What were we going to say, Shannon?
That's Sky Bree.
Oh, yeah. Sky Bree. She's so hot. Who is this chick?
I didn't look yesterday when you mentioned it, so just let me know if this is the right person. She doesn't have that many posts. Is this her?
Yeah, that's her, but that's not her. That's like a backup profile. But yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sky Bree Bree.
Dude, she's a goddamn smoke show. I don't even know who she is. She has an OnlyFans. All these bitches got OnlyFans. Good for you, Sky Bree.
Wow. This is the segment.
This is a segment where you're just looking at ladies. Us looking at ladies.
All right, before we move on, let's all look at this hot girl.
Stare at
this
girl's crotch. Good for her.
Can you believe this is my first ever post on Insta?
God.
Oh my God, that's the guy who's in every single Kanye comment. That's hilarious. Produced by Zach.
Yeah. She's fucking hot. All right, good for her. All right, let's see. We got a little bit of time here. Cambridge Dictionary changes the definition of man and woman. Please, Shannon, let me know.
Okay, so the new definition for man is an adult who lives and identifies as a male, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. And then it's the same thing for woman. So where it used to be a male person, this is what they've updated it to.
It used to be a male person,
yeah.
And
now it's an adult who lives and identifies as a male, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth.
Okay, so they're including trans. I think you unplugged yourself.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, why is that necessary? You know, like, why do you have to put that in there necessarily?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just trying to fucking
be inclusive.
So that way they could take away the argument, well, the definition of a man.
Right, right.
They're
everything's such a stupid pissing.
They're retconning the they're retconning gender so that people don't have an argument.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obvious. It's like almost like they want to get people talking about it. The reason they do it is because people have conversations about it on podcasts and television, radio, and which dictionary is this?
Cambridge.
Yeah. I only go by what the Oxford Dictionary says. What does the Oxford Dictionary say as a man? Shannon, please.
You're not this woke-tionary.
Yeah. Fucking Boston people in Cambridge.
An adult male human.
An adult male human. See?
Less wordy. I like a concise dictionary.
Adult male human. So male is still...
in there.
Is male still a guy who was born with a penis?
Hold on, let me look it up.
What is this? Natalie, can you tell us? You know what's going on in the fucking world of fucking dumb college
Man,
kids with their fucking
is
new
as good
rules.
As mine.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been in college in a couple of years. They don't. I'm not. I'm out of touch.
Yeah. All right. Well, fuck it. Let's see. Belonging to the sex that does not give birth to babies. What?
What? That's
that
a terrible
updated.
Definition.
That seems like an updated one.
Belonging to the sex that does not give birth to babies. So Shannon is male? Fuck you, Shannon.
She's gonna jerk it so hard to Lex Steele or whatever that fucking guy's name is later.
I'll show me so I'm a woman.
Shannon, I hate that you even put this subject on here, but we gotta talk about this. This is man with swollen testicles. He has an interesting discovery once he gets an X-ray. Right, got swollen testicles. Yeah, I mean, if my testicles swole, like I would be convinced that I'm dying immediately. Like that'd be that. It's gotta be ball cancer. It's got to be something crazy, right? So this guy, what happens? He goes to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm going to show you this little bit of a video from his X-ray while I explain it to you. So up here, the top right, you see those little guys moving around?
Yeah.
So
they're
those
dancing.
Are, yeah, yes. That's exactly what they say in the title of the article. So they're parasitic worms that are in his testicles.
Are they listening to the Six Flags theme? We're in this guy's ball sack.
Parasitic worms in your balls.
New rides at my balls.
So, what do they do for this?
So, okay. So this contributed to.
Do you know that we all have fucking mites living in our eyes?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is psychotic.
Wait, what are mites?
There's little mites that live in our fucking eyes and on the fucking follicles of our hair. All this shit, dude.
Like bugs?
Bugs.
Yeah, but like
how
microscopic.
Do you know that?
They're on all of us. Look it up.
How come I don't see them when I'm looking?
Because they're tiny, dude. They're tiny little microscopic bugs, dude. I'm dead ass. Shannon,
and
look
they
it up.
Stick to your eyeball?
I don't know. They're out there, though. They're out there.
So there are eyelash mites. Let me just see. I think there's pictures of them. Oh, ew.
Are they also dancing?
This is music. So this is how it says you can tell that you have eyelash mites.
No, I read that everyone has eye bugs. Look it up. Does everyone have eye bugs right now, Shannon? I read that everyone has eye bugs, and it freaked me the fuck out, dude.
Yeah, I don't need bugs on my eyes.
The only reason I convince myself of this is because I have very sensitive skin. I get itchy skin, right? Which I think is from my, I think I have a gluten allergy. But regardless, I was convincing myself that I had bugs bursting from my skin at all times. I lived a year of my life convincing myself that bugs were just... in my skin and bursting from my body, and I would walk around like that. That was just a regular occurrence in my life.
You didn't see the doctor over that?
I did. No, I went to the doctor, and it was like they tested me for allergies, all this other stuff, right? He was like, no, there's not bugs bursting from your skin, just so you know. But in my research,
right.
I found out that everyone's got eye bugs, and I had convinced myself that I had so many eye bugs that they had infested my entire body and were now bursting from my skin like a fucking... what's
Alien.
That?
Alien.
No, what was that?
Creep Show?
No.
Oogie Boogie.
Nope.
A Bug's Life. Ants.
The Mummy.
No. It's like a millipede crawls from one eye into my nostril.
Yeah.
No, dude.
An Instagram filter.
Sky Bree Bree's
yeah,
Instagram.
An Instagram
account.
Filter they use to scare small Spanish children.
Yeah.
Doggy, no.
Newgrounds.
No. Come on, dude. It's a book. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Okay, with the girl with the spider bite.
The spider bite.
That
bugs.
Scared the shit out of
dude,
me.
Dude, but that's literally, it was from
the
that.
The girl with the black hair, yeah.
In my head, that's what was going on. And at any given moment, bugs were going to start exploding from my skin, and I was going to fucking just be infested with fucking... Oh, what was it? There was another movie, right, where that happened? Where the girl, like, she was on, like, acid, and the girl convinced her. They were on, like, hallucinogens. and the girl convinced her she was on some shit.
That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. That's I got that at the Scholastic Book Fair.
What a menace that Shel Silverstein or whoever the fuck wrote that was.
Shel Silverstein did not write Scary.
I'm pretty sure he did, actually. I'm kidding.
Dude, what was that movie? I got to watch the whole movie. I think I never finished it. But there's two girls, and in
one cup.
No, the girl, I guess she gives her like hallucinogens. They go somewhere, and she convinces her that there's like bugs crawling like out of her skin, and like this girl like fucked up, and like she ends up being dead. What is this movie? Somebody in the Racist Live Chat.
I have no clue what this movie is.
Somebody in the Racist Live Chat. All right,
let's play the game again.
Somebody must know. We're going to wrap this one up, Shannon.
I have a picture of the little mite that lives in your eyelashes.
Let me see.
A close-up picture of it.
No fucking way!
Oh my God, Zach?
It looks like Zach Amico.
Hey, everybody. Today we're going to watch Castle Freak.
I'm in your eyes. I'm a little ugly bugly.
What? That's not real.
I live
real.
In your eyeballs.
Zach lives
That's
in your eyes
not
and
real.
Makes you watch horror movies.
That's then, not a,
oh, wait. I have the. This is the answer.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
So this is for the eye bugs. I looked up, does everyone have eye bugs? This was
no, Shannon, you looked up, does everyone have eye bugs?
No, it tried to correct me to that. That is not what I typed.
You probably do. Heads up, there's two types of bugs that can have residence in your lashes. But before you run to the mirror and start inspecting your eyes, take a beat. Those bugs, eyelash mites, are actually super common and normal, says Howard R. Howard the disgusting retard. Fuck you, Howard R. That's yuck. Yuck. So you got bugs in your eyes right now. Just so you know, Shannon.
That's bugging me.
I can't see it. Here's a drawing of what a full-bodied one looks like.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking rancid, dude. It's killing me right now.
Ew.
Ew. Your beautifully mascaraed lashes are probably infested with mites. What a horrible article.
I know.
What a horrible article. That I mean, when I read that, dude, it fucked my life up for a while. You have no idea how much I became obsessed with it. I got like special wipes that were like fucking
anti-bug wipes.
Yeah. 100%, dude. My doctor was like, stop.
You're being spraying Raid in my eyes.
Oh, this is good for me.
Doggy fuck.
Slap with roach motels like eye patches.
You call an exterminator. It's like, all right, what room? What room? My eyes.
I think I like Robbie's impression of me more than anybody else's. I think he embodies my thought process more than the other people who just simply do the voice. This has been a really fun show. Thank you so much for supporting. Go support both of these gentlemen. We will be back on Friday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.